hot. She was hot. She was so hot, I didn't want anybody else to have her. Now, if I didn't get home on time, she'd be gone. I couldn't bear that. I went mad. It was foolish, I know, childish. But I was caught in it. I was caught. I delivered all the mail, and then Henderson put me on the night pickup run in an old army truck. The damn thing began to heat halfway through the run, and the night went on. Me thinking of my hot Miriam, and jumping in out of the truck, filling mail sacks. The engine continued to heat up. The temperature needle was at the end. Hot, hot, like Miriam. I leaped in and out. Three more pickups and into the station I'd be. My car went in to get to Miriam, who sat on my blue couch with scotch on the rocks, and crossing her legs and kicking her ankles like she did. Two more stops. The truck stalled at a traffic light. It was all hell kicking it over again. I had to be home at 8. 8 was the deadline for Miriam. I made the last pickup and the truck stalled at a signal one half block from the station. It wouldn't start, it couldn't start. I locked the doors, pulled the key, and ran down to the station. I threw the keys down, signed out, "Your goddamn truck is stalled at the signal, Pico and Western." I ran down the hall, put the key into the door, opened it. Her drinking glass was there, and a note on the dresser. Son of a bitch. I waited until 8:05. "You don't love me, you son of a bitch. Somebody will love me. I've been waiting all day. Miriam." I poured a drink and let the water run into the tub. There were 5,000 bars in town, and I'd make 25 of them looking for Miriam. Her purple teddy bear held the note as he leaned against the pillow. I gave the bear a drink, myself a drink, and got into the hot water.